God is a God of answers, which means that He is used to us being a people of questions. When we think about our journey in our spiritual life, unfortunately for many of us, our questions came after we had received someone else's answers. And by the time we begin to formulate some of our questions, we were already wrestling with whether or not we should even begin to disagree with the answers we had already been given. It's not just in religion. It's in social life. It's in public life. When we went to work in Anderson, Indiana, which was a General Motors town, I remember one of the guys who later became an elder, but he repented of this statement first. He said to me, it would be unethical. Now you got to underline that word. Unethical to drive any kind of car except the General Motors car in Anderson. Now, I thought to myself, bad idea might be a better word to use, but he used the word unethical. We actually had four Fords in the parking lot one Sunday. I knew we had a visitor. One of the elders had a Ford, I had a Ford, some other person had a Ford, and I just got up and said, I would like to know who's the visitor that has the Ford. But you see, if you went to Dearborn, someone might think you ought to drive Fords. It'd be unethical to drive it. Now, wait a minute. Unethical? Did you mean to say unethical? You see, when you grow up, someone said to those people, you know what? GM's actually the best car you can ever drive. Now, the fact that 40,000 of the 70,000 people that live in this county are employed by General Motors might influence that decision. But you see, when those children went into the diaspora and left Anderson and went out into the world of automakers, they found out there were other automakers. Shocked as they were, some of them even won the J.D. Powers competition for a better car, but they questioned the Powers people. If anybody but a GM car is at the top of the list, it's rigged. And you see, what happened in our churches is the same thing. We gave it our best shot. We taught what we knew at the time. We taught it with conviction and fervor, did we not? Well, sure, what else are you going to do if you believe it's right? You're going to teach it with fervor, and good for you. But the problem that we had was, is once we dispensed the answers, and then we started discovering questions, we found ourselves with a bit of a problem, did we not? Well, sure we did. And instead of saying to ourselves, hey, you know what? I think questions could actually help us. We created small specialized classes for the questioners to get them out of the mainstream. And some of them we just kind of bounced out of our little flock altogether. Now, I don't believe anybody intended to do that. I don't think anybody woke up one morning and thought, you know what? The kingdom of God is hampered as it is in its outreach, but I'd like to complicate matters. We just didn't say that. That wasn't our intent then, and it's not our intent now. But if in this generation we are going to win people to the reality of the identity of Jesus Christ, we will have to learn to receive questions the way He received questions.